Scott and Tina Schwander love serving their communities in northern Michigan. He's an elder of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. He's also a retired sheriff's deputy and volunteers for veterans throughout a seven-county region. Tina works for a nursing home, although she declined to say which one. They both know the devastating effects COVID-19 has on senior citizens.
My wife would agree. It's just heartbreaking to watch a person just disintegrate into nothing. Looking at their loved one through a window is not the same as being able to hug them and touch them. We lost a lot of good people through the glass.
Scott is what tribal members call a baby elder. He's 58 and officially became an elder at 55. Much of his work is with veterans through the Grand Traverse Area Veterans Coalition. He's not a veteran, but has family members that were.
The draw to that was that my great-great-grandfather was a Civil War sharpshooter in an all-Native American unit.
When COVID-19 hit, Scott saw an uptick in veteran deaths, many related to COVID, some related to old age and isolation.
The honor guards, say from American Legion or the VFW, seemed to intensify, and sometimes there were 3 and 4 funerals a week.
It was a different type of fight than they had on the battlefield, he says.
Fought so hard to stay strong, and they did so right up until the last moment, until they physically gave out, you know, and they could fight no more.
Tina saw it too, but through a caregiver's eyes. The adult care facility she works at can house more than 120 patients. She says many got coronavirus.
Our facility had a COVID unit. We actually opened up the COVID unit to take patients from local hospitals, even as far as downstate. So our COVID patients, if they tested positive, they went to the COVID unit, which was completely blocked off from the rest of the facility.
And because family and friends weren't allowed to visit due to the lockdown, seniors relied on caregivers for companionship.
We were the ones that were there,
and they left
holding their hand and rubbing their heads and telling them that it's okay to go.
Although nurses and certified nurse assistants tried to ease the pain when someone was about to pass, Tina says it just wasn't enough.
Nothing takes away that pain or despair that you can't be around your family.
For months and months, seniors had to stay in their rooms, even during meals, to prevent infection. But they still found ways to communicate.
There were patients that would sit in their doorways and they would just interact, you know, from one side of the hall to the other.
The community dining room is still closed and residents continue to eat in their rooms. But visitors are now allowed and, like most places, various protocols are followed.
All visitors that come in have to be tested. We have the rapid testing.
If they're COVID-free, they can sit in an enclosed room with their elderly loved one. And Tina says smiles are starting to appear on residents' faces again.
It's definitely improved a lot of the spirit in these people because it's something that they haven't had for over a year.
Tina and Scott also reflect on friends they lost to COVID-19 who weren't veterans or in assisted living. Tina remembers one friend in particular.
She was just as active as you and I, and then she caught COVID, and within just a matter of a few days, she had passed. And you just feel like, you know, she was robbed of several years still.
They're both cautiously optimistic about restrictions being lifted in various forms. Scott says he still worries.
I don't think the world has really recovered yet. I don't even think we're 50% there, even though restrictions are lifted.
Both of them are fully vaccinated, and they look forward to warmer weather when veterans and nursing home residents can gather outside. They also feel strongly about rebuilding community engagement and talking to those who need companionship.
Your life goes on and you are very busy, but your loved one that's in a nursing home, their life ain't that busy. They've got all kinds of time. No matter the space between you and your loved one, communication is key. You've got to communicate with them.
Most of all, to let them know they are not forgotten. I'm Noelle Riley.